Hi, my name's Billy, and I do this.
And I'm a new fan.
Daddy, I'm like, sweetie. Where's my pussy?
Welcome to It's a Dad Thing. So you're listening to the very first episode of what we hope to be a series of ramblings, musings, and general discussion about the world of fatherhood. Each episode, we plan to focus on a different step of the lives of parents and children, starting with the time you chose to take that step through to birth and beyond. My name is Billy Pretzel. I'm a teacher, education consultant, and a new father to my beautiful baby girl, Melody Rose. Who is currently just 10 weeks old and is next door, so you might just hear her in a little while. She might want to get involved. I'll be joined each episode by two of my friends. Tom Levy.
Hello.
He's a father of two. With Ava, 3 years old.
Four in September.
And Spencer.
2 weeks old tomorrow.
It's probably a good thing that we're not doing this on video, because if you could see Tom's eyes right now.
with lack of sleep.
He's been crying.
I did have a meltdown. Sorry.
And Gareth Bennett Ryan.
I've got no children. I'm really happy.
Yeah. Gaz is a performer and a creative, and he's trying to make the decision. Really, is that about right?
Yeah. I'm. I know that I want kids, but I just don't really know. How much and when and all that stuff.
How much? Do you mean how many?
I mean how much I want them.
Oh, right, how much you want them.
One or two.
I might want a few of them. I might want a two and a half. So, each week we're going to be looking at a different part of the fatherhood journey. Trying to give you an insight into what goes on in a man's mind during fatherhood. If you've ever kind of looked at somebody or wanted to know what it was like for the dad, and this is a place for you. Today, we're going to be starting from the very beginning, from that moment we all say to ourselves, I think it might be time that I want to have a baby. I think both myself and Tom, we planned it. I mean, not together.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
I'll go first.
Yeah. it was always kind of part of the life plan, I think. When I got with Amanda, it was a short way down the line. You kind of mentioned, you know, do you want kids in the future and that kind of thing. And yes, so you move on with a relationship. And I don't know, we got married. I think it was about a year or so after. We were both kind of in a good place financially, and we had our own home and so on. So I think it was just kind of the natural time. We're both kind of ready.
Did you have that conversation where she said, I don't know, after 6 months or whatever, no pressure, but do you want kids? Because I don't want to be wasting my time if you don't want them. That doesn't mean you have to have them like now, but I just want to know that in 4 or 5 years that you actually do want them. You know, that impossible situation they put you in, you're like, I don't know. Like, I can't answer a question that's 5 years away now.
The embarrassing thing is I kind of put that question to Amanda.
Really? Yeah,
it was kind of the other way around. Well, it was always in my mind. You've got to bear in mind that I'd wasted time on other relationships before. So, when I got with Amanda, I knew it was going to be pretty serious. And it was going to come. And I knew it was going to come up. I knew I always wanted kids. And I wasn't going to, I know it sounds silly, but I didn't want to get into another serious relationship and then have that to deal with 5-6 years down the line. And so it kind of came up pretty soon. But I tried to keep it as smooth as possible. I mean, I didn't come out and say it, kind of, as bluntly as that. But yeah, I got the impression from her, she felt the same. She was always going to be.
So, how long had you been together before? Not necessarily that conversation, but how long had you been together in total before you went, yeah, we could possibly start thinking about having kids now?
Wow, pretty much when we did. I know that sounds silly, but once we kind of loosely got to that comfy stage, it was just kind of like, when do you want to start having kids? And I think we both kind of said, well, now's as good a time as any. I mean, there's never going to be a point in your life where you're going to have enough money or you're going to have enough time or, so.
When was the comfy stage then? Was that like a year in or?
What do you mean?
So that was when you'd been married and then...
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
You got financially...
Secure. I haven't got a lot of money and so on, but it just means, you know, we're both kind of a happy-ish place with our jobs that we weren't coming home pulling our hair out every night and then yeah. Now we're expected to be a decent parent when all you want to do is bang your head against the wall, so... Mm-hmm. So we're both, you know, both kind of happy in our own little private lives, and as a couple, you know, we were great. So it was, yeah, you know, is now the time? What do you think? And we both kind of thought, well, yeah, let's not.
That's dead brave, though. That's
time.
Just to go, oh, I'm just doing it. Let's just do it.
It is, because it's a 2-footed jump. You know, it's you've really thrown yourself in at the deep end, that melody.
Yeah,
and it's nothing. Can prepare you for it.
Yeah,
you can't ponder on it too long. And it's just like,
you see, this is where I was. I suppose I was in a similar way to you. I was the one that brought it up first. Me and my wife got together very quickly and moved in together after about 3 months, and knew straight away that it was going to be us two. I was in a position in my life, in a place in my life that I. Within about 6 months, I was like, right, yeah, I'm going to marry her. I'm going to have kids. Let's stop messing about. Let's do it. Let's go for it. And I'd always talk to her about kids. And I mean, she'd never said no. She always was talking about the fact she wants 5 kids. I mean, after the first one, I'm not sure if she wants to continue to have 5 kids. But she always talked about having lots of kids. But it was, I think... We weren't at that same comfortable stage at the same time, like you and Amanda. I was very ready to have a kid with her. Before we were married, we got married a couple of years after we got to that we were together. And we've been together now for 6 years. So we've been married for 3 years. Melody was born 10 weeks ago. And... I'd been ready for one from about 2 years into the relationship. So for the last 4 years, I've been going, so yeah, should we have a baby?
You beat her down, basically.
Yeah, should we have a baby?
Beat her into submission.
Yeah. Essentially.
All right!
I think I just wore her down in the end. But she, I mean, all power to her. She wanted to focus on her career. She has a really good career, and she'd gone through training course, and she'd been doing these training courses. She'd moved into another position. She'd come out of this trainee position. And as she was moving through, she wanted to focus on that. And, you know, I would never, ever try and take that away from her. But I think we had lots of conversations about when is the right time.
Yeah.
There might never be a right time. If you keep waiting for the right time, there was a house, let's get married first, okay, let's get a house. Oh, we found another house, let's get that house instead. So let's get that house finished. And I was a bit like, we'll finish the house when we have a baby, let's get the baby. Let's just do
the
it.
House could take, potentially yeah, yeah. Take years to finish.
A house is a never-ending yeah. thing, though, isn't it? Because once you've done it, you'd start doing it again. Yeah, you
absolutely.
Move. I always found, if for someone in your position, that when having a baby is on paper... It's far easier to think of negatives, to kind of, to put, you know, to things that you're going to lose, or think, oh, it's going to be hard, you're going to lack of sleep, you're going to have time yeah. for anything, you know, you're going to have freedom, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's easier to pile those things up, but when you've got a kid, you do, and I don't want to sound like one of those, anyway, you don't have children, I don't mean that, but when you've had that experience of what having a child brings, because most of it is just joy of seeing them grow and seeing the smile, and it's all emotional, that is, the reward is all emotional and just like, yeah. wow. So you don't get that until you've had the kid. So before that, you know, you've got no knowledge or any kind of perception of that, really. So it's like, well, yeah. I can imagine what that happiness is, but I know what that misery is, you know. That miserable side.
I know what it's like.
So it's easier to concentrate on that. So it's easier yeah. to fall into that trap of, oh, we're not ready yet. And so when you said it's kind of like, you know, a big leap of faith kind of thing.
Yeah.
It kind of is. At some point, you've got to go, enough's enough.
Yeah, I think that's it. I used to get quite frustrated about it. Almost, we had, not arguments, but we'd have disagreements about it. And I'd be, do you not want one? And now, looking back...
You talking about me or Flip?
No, me and Flip. yeah, so I used to get a little bit frustrated about it and be a bit like, do you not want to have a baby? do you not want to have a baby with me? And it's thinking back now, that was massively unfair. But it's an emotional thing, isn't it?
Yeah, the point is, that's where your head's gone. That's where, yeah. because it's been put off for so long. Not so long, you know what I mean?
That it felt like that to me. Yeah.
Your head's gone there. Because you know the missus inside out. You know she's not... You know, she wants a child. She's not putting you off for that reason, but you can't help talking to yourself. You know what I mean?
Of course you do.
It's a dad thing. That's the point. Yeah. This is the point. It's
you work the title of the podcast.
It had to come in somewhere.
Boom. Yeah, so there was that feeling of when is it going to be right? When is it going to be right? To be very honest, it just was the right time. Mm. When it ended up happening, my wife was on an implant. And that came out, and it was a bit like, right, okay, is this the right time? We were still halfway through doing up the house. And it just so happened, 2 weeks after we'd finished the house, just finished the last little bit, and we'd almost been kind of, shall we try? Are you coming off the pill now? Are you going to? What's going to be happening? And then she just fell pregnant. It just happened just right at the right time. Just felt absolutely... spot on. A very weird feeling. I mean, a lot of people that I speak to have said similar things. Almost the moment that they start thinking about it and go, yeah, okay, it just happens.
It was a very similar thing for us. We kind of sat there and just like, do you have kids? Yeah, let's go for it. And she said, like, well, I'm coming towards the end of my batch of pills, you know, shall I just stop? And I was like, yeah. And Amanda has been like the Terminator all her life. With her contraception, I mean, like she used to be able to time Ladies Week to the minute. You know, like,
Ladies Week, this, brilliant.
What's it? I mean, she what's it? She's literally like, I mean, I remember a couple of times in the other days, she'd ring me up at work, or I'd ring her at dinner time, and she'd say I'm stressed, and I'm like, what's your problem? She went, I haven't come on yet. It's like, well, when are you used to come on? She was like this morning.
10 minutes ago.
Well, this is it. Like nine. I always come on at like 8:30. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, you're a psycho. I mean, I'm like, right, okay. And then, you know, she'll call back. It's all fine. I'm thinking, Christ, it's like 4 hours. But she was that regimented. Like, she never missed it. She was, and she'd spoken to the doctor and so on. She mentioned, you know, I'm thinking I'm coming off the pill, getting pregnant, la-di-da. And everyone she'd spoken to said, oh, God, you know, you've been that regimented. And she'd been on it for like over a decade on the same pill. It worked fine for all, you know, all life using it. It'll be ages. She's got to work out the system. It'll be at least 2 or 3 cycles before, you know, you can even start. It even started. So we were like, right, okay. And it was literally
about a good few months.
A week. You know, we thought it'd be a couple of months before, you know, she'd even be susceptible to my seed. She wasn't. It was like, you know, SAS sperm just boom straight in the door. We literally
go.
This
go.
Is it. Yeah, breaching clear. As soon as she as soon as she came off the pill, it happened.
I mean, I
and you know what? That's don't want to sound insensitive, but it was Stu who actually mentioned it the first time. That's one of those little smug things. But inside, as a man, not smug, but one of those like checklists as a man that comes out. It's like, oh my God, thank God. You know what I mean? Like, it happened straight away. I was like, oh my God, thank God.
I'm fine.
Like, I'm a man, really.
Yeah, Stu's a friend of ours, isn't he? And he, I remember him saying, and I have used it, I do tend to take people's jokes and use them again. Why not, if they're good? And he said, it's not very big, but it's big enough to fill up RAM.
Yeah, he definitely used that in the WhatsApp group. Yeah.
I think that's a really kind of, I reckon that is something that goes through a lot of guys' minds. It definitely went through mine.
Hell yeah.
Because we weren't trying. I know we weren't trying. And she'd very recently come off the implant, and we had those moments, and she was tracking her periods and saying, right, okay, you know, this should have come on this day, and she was kind of 2 or 3 days late, and we were a bit like, whoa, and then it wasn't, and you're almost, even though we were a bit like, we want to wait, it was still a bit devastating. That those things were there. We weren't expecting it to happen, and actually didn't necessarily want it to happen at that point. And there's that moment that you kind of start, and I think every guy does it. What if I can't? You know, what if...
See,
what if
I've never thought that, but I've never tried for a baby either, but Beth's convinced that I'm infertile. Because
cretinous, infertile love.
Because we've never had a scare or anything, and we've been together 8 years almost. And I think there's too much information. We don't really use protection. So, like, she's convinced that we're doomed.
Right, so let's dive back. Right, me and Billy have had a little waffle about getting pregnant and the worries about doing it. What's your, where's your head at? Why are you...
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
Well,
what are your concerns?
We've only just got our lives sorted out. So in terms of like what our life was like, we were renting a room in London 2 years ago. And that's no kind of lifestyle to be having a baby. And so we moved up to Manchester so that we could have a life and think about a family and stuff. But the first thing was getting a house.
Yeah.
Neither of us drive either. So that's another thing that we want to sort of get sorted out. And then we're going to sort of think about... End of this year, we said. We said at the end of this year, we're going to sit down and sort of go, where we at? Shall we think about it?
Yeah.
Should we start trying?
What would be ideal? Where would you want to be? What would you want to have sorted for it to be? I mean, I'm coming from the position that I was always with Flick going, it might never be right. But what is that ideal moment, do you think, in your mind that makes think that is when I want to say yes?
I don't know, because I mean, there's certain things that you want sort of in place, I guess, financially, because I'm self-employed as well, and I never know what how much I'm going to earn from 1 week to the next. Beth's got a full-time job, so that sort of plays into it as well. You think, what if everything just... What if all the people I work for suddenly go, oh, Brexit, sorry, or whatever it might be, and stop giving me money? So, I mean, if that happened, in the end of the day, I could just go and get a job, couldn't I? I could just go and get like a job doing something, but then I'd probably take a bit of a pay cut because I've never had a job, so I've got no experience doing anything other than what I do. So those things all sort of factor into the worry aspect, I guess. But then that's all, like you say, stuff that's out of my control. So it's probably...
So it sounds like there's a few kind of checklist things that... Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll just end up doing it. The way we ended up moving to Manchester was we went to Wetherspoons and talked about it for 20 minutes and then it was done.
Yeah.
And the way we decided to do loads of stuff was that. So we'll probably go to Wetherspoons one day.
Sit down and like, right.
Buy a burger and a pint, go home and have a baby.
Save the world.
Yeah. I like it.
So how old were you when you had Tom? How old were you when you had Ava?
Christ, I'm going to start doing maths now. How old am I now? I'm 33 tomorrow. So...
I've just realised I've forgotten your birthday.
That's
and not
got fine. Anything. I'm sure your mum's sure got me a link.
The links.
Stinky. Dad presents.
Down at Christmas time.
Dad presents now, you see.
That's brilliant. Sorry, what?
Yeah, how old were you?
33, the bear is 4 in a couple of months. I'm really now. Wow, 27 or something. 28, no.
Your maths is terrible.
lack of sleep.
Yeah, lack of sleep. Yeah, we'll give you that one.
Yeah, 29, 30.
I'm 35 now, so I'd just had that. I'm pretty sure. Am I 35?
Yeah, I'm 34, so. Yeah.
So I was 35. I was just looking before it. Having a look at the Office of National Statistics earlier, just getting an idea of what's going on in the world.
You should have wafted your paper like in the news. Like,
oh, I can do that.
News just in. There you go.
So, actually, parents are getting older. Since the 1970s, parents have actually got 5 or 6 years older on average. It used to be 25, 26 that people would be having babies. Often and mostly, mothers are younger than fathers. Fathers used to be about 29, 30, and now it's 33 to 35 years.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've got another year then.
Yeah.
Buy me some time.
Yeah, I don't know if it works like that. But yeah, it was just, it kind of interested me a little bit. I've always thought that I was later, that I was...
I kind of did, actually.
That I was a later father.
For our generation, I thought, because a lot of...
Yeah.
I've always, well, from my Facebook feed, it went from like when I was, well, the Facebook didn't exist when I was that young, but when, like, 23, 24, when it came out, it was, when everyone was that sort of age, there was a load of babies that came then, then there was nothing, and then the last couple of years, when everyone starts hitting late 20s, early 30s, there's
baby
loads,
boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people, generationally, they probably do it in two sort of chunks. They either do it younger or 10 years later.
I think maybe it was where I'm from. I'm from Tameside. You know, most of my friends that I went to school with, I seem to be behind them. But then again, if you look at friends from London, people who I went to university with, they're still, a vast majority of them, not with kids.
No.
Or not necessarily even in long-term relationships or even with it on the...
I know a handful of people who are probably never going to have kids through choice. And it's not as uncommon.
People move about more now, don't they? And there's that thing about having like four careers in your life as well instead of the one that people used to have. It used to be you could just settle down, get a job, have a family, and just then your life was that for 60 years or whatever. And now there's so much more available to people that they sort of want to hold off.
My dad was 35 when he had my brother, who's a couple of years older than me. And I always grew up thinking, that's really old to have a kid. That's really old to have a kid. I remember being about 14, 15 and thinking to myself, right, I'm going to get a job when I'm got a university, get a job when I'm 21. By the time I'm 24, I'll be married. And by the time I'm 25, I'll have kids and a house. And that was in my head. I was like, yeah. And that was kind of giving myself time to do some stuff in between as well. You know, to go travelling and do some stuff as well.
Figure out
who I was. Find myself.
Vision quest.
And then I didn't get myself together until I was 28, 29 before I actually pulled myself together. And my wife kind of brought me back together. It's true, isn't it? It's true.
I started sorting myself out when I met a man. You need a good woman to straighten you out.
You do, don't you?
I sorted Beth out. I was fine.
You were fine. I was fine. I think it's interesting that neither me nor you, Tom, were in a position where it was a surprise. It wasn't... Well, it might have been a surprise. Obviously, when you find out, it's a bit of a surprise every time. However, we were in a position where we were ready. We were at that time. I do have friends that were not expecting it. Mm. Were not necessarily in a relationship and had kids. I had a couple of friends that were definitely wanting to focus on their careers, were in a long-term relationship, but were using two types of contraception and had a baby.
Do they cancel each other out?
I don't know. And this is the thing. It was absolutely brilliant. They were, you know, making sure that they were being careful each time. And she was on the pill, and then woke up one day and was a bit like, oh, hang on a minute. And they did a test, and they were pregnant. And it was funny because another friend of ours was a bit like, I really like that, and had said, you know, I can't ever imagine turning to my wife or to my girlfriend and saying, okay, I think it's time to have kids. He said, I think I'm really jealous of the fact that it's just happened.
Yeah.
Said this within earshot of his wife. And I'm not saying that she did anything, but within a few months they were pregnant.
Yeah.
It was a complete surprise. So,
all these stories of guys going, yeah, it just kind of happened.
It just kind of happened.
The girls in the background smirking. Did it?
You know what? I've realised that, mistakes don't happen.
Yeah,
rarely mistakes happen. But, I mean, it's like one of Amanda's friends, she got with a fella and he'd had a snip.
I heard this.
And she got pregnant. And
there is another.
He lost his shit with her. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, sweetness, you know, I'm chopped up down there, there's nothing, you know, it's not me. And she's like, well, I'm telling you, it's you because I know. And, you know, it did some damage to the relationship, and they eventually got tests done, and, yeah, it was his baby, and it had failed. It had, like, some, I don't know what's happened.
A second tube, apparently.
Was that what it was?
Somebody told me that there is a possibility that you can have a second tube, so you can go and have the snip.
Nature always finds a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
A dual tube. A bypass.
Double-barreled shotgun.
Two different directions in the steaming world.
Tell me about when you found out. first time.
First time?
Yeah, first time. What happened first time? You know, how did you find out?
She gave me a nudge and said, I've got a nip to Tesco or something. Do you want anything? And it was like a Sunday morning. I was like, half asleep.
Cornetto.
Okay. Yeah, Cornetto. And then, well, she wouldn't have got it. She wouldn't have got the job. She'd been like, what? It's never had breakfast. I'm like, oh, I don't need that now. Just so I don't even bother.
Google Sean of the Dead on the way there.
So she disappeared off. I fell back to sleep. And then I hear her pottering around. And when she came back. And then my foot was being jangled at the end of the bed. And I looked up and she was stood at the end of the bed looking all sheepish. And I don't even think she said anything. I think she just kind of looked at me and kind of nodded. And I was like, shit, you haven't, have you? And? What? You have you? Yeah. And then she waved a pissy piece of plastic.
It's plastic.
Yeah. But bear in mind, you've got to bear in mind, this is my wife we're talking about. She'd only shown me that one. When I went into the bathroom to have a pee, moments after, there was about 9 strips, you know what I mean? So I was like, wow, and they're all positive. And I was like, oh my goodness, right, well, great, wow, and it was great. We're having a
pee. Does that mean you're having 9?
Yeah. Well, this is what I thought. Like... Christ. But then, again, Amanda being Amanda, she turned around and said, yeah, but I'm still going to go and get a really expensive good one later. And then we'll do another test with that. I was like, well, we think they got it wrong 9 times.
You could not do, and we could buy a pram.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Was it different your second time? Were you together? Were you...
Totally different ball game second time around, because obviously with Ava, Amanda had come off the pill and it happened straight away. So we weren't, there was no pressure. It was all a nice surprise. Boom, wow, great, we're pregnant, yay. Second time round, we kind of made the decision a lot more that, right, I think, you know, now's the time, and, you know, so on. And, you know, shall I come off the pill again? Yes. But then it didn't happen for a couple of months.
Hmm.
I think it actually, yeah, it's a couple of months. I know it doesn't sound long to, you know, I'm sure people may listen to this and be like, oh my God, you're insensitive prick. We tried for 7, you know, we tried for 2 years.
Yeah,
it's
like,
it's not a long time, but... When you sat there expecting it and it happened so fast last time, and nothing's happening, and then, you know, Amanda was kind of like, you know, we are getting this done.
Mm.
So we were having sex twice a day, which sounds, yay, amazing on paper, but after 5 weeks, it's like, right, I think the bits are going to fall off. Like, I am not a machine. I think I even used a line to her once, like, forget it, woman, I am not a machine. Let's just watch Bake Off and go to bed. Sleep when we get in bed as well. So, you know, so there was a lot of trying, and I started feeling the pressure then. That's where I really started thinking about, Jesus Christ, you know, was the first time a bit of a fluke, and did I use my, like, grade A soldiers on the first one, and it's like the B squad and, you know, D squads waiting to come out.
Still packing the gear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the Zimmer frames and all that lot. So, you know.
When you found out, like, it's positive, you're definitely having a baby, and you've got 8 months or whatever it is to prepare, how'd you do that? Do you just save loads of money and buy everything? And
well, again, see, we were kind of lucky and unlucky. When we found out really early, so it was like, yeah, everything's, you know, and on paper we've got all this time to prepare, but you've got like 8.5 months, if you found out really soon, you know, worrying, because you can't even really accept in your own head. I'm talking from Amanda's perspective. I'm going on what she's told me. For us, it's just kind of torture for 9 months, because you don't really know what's going on.
No.
And there's a billion and one things going on inside your missus, chemically and hormonally and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, they don't even know what's going on half the time. And, you know, and it's just... So you've just kind of spend that time looking after them as best you can.
I think we're going to do another episode where we'll talk all about the pregnancy, because there are so many stories. Oh, look forward to the Walking Dead story, is my favourite of mine, as well as the ham sandwich story, but they'll be coming up in a future episode, so...
Yeah, let's not use all the good material.
Yeah. I found out with my wife, she'd got up in the morning, I remember feeling her get up and go, and I thought she'd just nip to the loo or something. And then she'd gone for a while, and I remember just lying there going, yes, I'm going to get a proper lie in here. I realised she was gone.
I spread myself
out. And I remember it vividly, just going, just as I was just drifting off, spread myself out on the bed. I just felt a jump on the bed. And I can hear her going... breathing like that. And I kind of just... oh, God, really? I just patted her on the head. You all right, darling? And she went,
open your eyes and look at my face.
And that's it. And I kind of opened my eyes and realised she was just, you know, inches away from my face, just staring at me.
Yeah.
With this half smile, half grimace, half, you know, well, not half somewhere else. Third grimace, third smile, and third fear on her face. And
not the only one struggling with math tonight.
I was like, what's going on? What, are you all right? I've just been to the toilet and I took a test. And the weird thing was, straight away, I was almost disappointed because I knew what she was saying to me and I was really disappointed that I'd missed the test. In that moment, because so many emotions go through your head,
yeah.
I kind of went, oh, she's pregnant and she's done the test without me. And I was a bit like, oh, I wanted to... You know, you have this view of how it's going to be because you start thinking about
it. Me and Beth always laugh at that advert on telly where there's those two people like sat on the bathroom floor looking at each other like idiots, and as they hold this thing up and it's the sun shining and
That's it. You have that in your mind.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. I mean, it's all film and television because in reality, I mean, the best time for them to take the test is in the morning when they've had a wee all night.
Yeah.
So it's first thing in the morning and they've got to basically... pee into some kind of utensil and then dip a piece of plastic in it, you know what I mean? So they're not really going to want to be doing that in front of anybody.
So hold it in a certain way that you can dribble yourself on it.
Well, yeah, I mean...
and this is it,
But it's not exactly the sexiest thing in the world, so
no.
Not really. In reality, they're not going to be like, come watch me pee.
I'm talking about it. I wanted her to, you know, I'm going to go and take a test.
You want to know it's happening.
Like, let's do this together. And you have this view. And thinking back on it, again, it's one of those things that she had done so many tests over the last few months because she'd been all over the place with the period. And in the end, it was just another test for her. And then she came back and went, oh, God.
It's happened.
So what I actually got was this heavy-breathing wife who'd not brushed her teeth inches away from my face going, after the test. And I kind of opened my eyes for a second, and then that moment of disappointment, I had to just whip that out of my head and go, no, you need to be happy about this, and I am happy about this, and you need to remember this is an amazing thing, and she needs to see that reaction. And you start thinking, hang on a minute. So I was straight up and I was like...
split seconds.
Positive. Amazing, that's fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant.
And, go and brush your teeth. It's good this. I'm finding out loads of stuff that I didn't know beforehand. But the only reason I'm finding it out is because we sort of decided to do this podcast. It's not like we'd have sat down and go, guys, can we all talk about parenthood, please, for 40 minutes?
Hey, like a little chair.
They'd have only probably come out in, like, funny drunk anecdotes and stories. And
you do. Videos. I think, you don't. You're never going to sit down and go, right, can we have a serious chat? I'm thinking of... My wife always... I come back from... seeing mates and going out doing something or going for a drink and she'll come back and I'll come back, I'll walk in the door and she'll go, hiya, how are you doing? Yeah, good. How's Tom then?
I don't know.
It's like a Nicky Bonnie sketch, isn't it? Yeah.
Haven't you just been spending tech? Yeah. Well, how's Ava? I think she's alright. He didn't say there was anything wrong with her.
She's asleep.
Yeah. have they got their house sorted?
It's there.
It's, I don't know. Because you don't really sit down and do this kind of
we'll turn up somewhere and have a chat and just about what we've been up to now, there's a new film coming out,
yeah, that's
so,
it
whereas
yeah.
whereas women tend to sit down, how are you, How have you been?
No, but how are you in yourself?
In yourself, love. You know, that kind of properly grill each other about, you know. And,
copyright PK.
They've always got, for legal reasons. They've always got follow-up questions, that's the thing.
It's like,
men don't have follow-up questions.
No, that's it. How are you doing? Good. How's kids? All right. Brilliant.
Nice. There's a sip of beer in between every question.
Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah.
I said to my brother one day, one of the most amounts of information he came to the house and the kids went with him. And I said, all right, mate, how's the kids? And he went, well, Ted called me a big fat witch. Isla just wants to dress like a so, yeah, good. Do you want a brew? I don't think it ever that's changes. Thing, that's as far as it goes, and then go into it in detail.
When it gets to having two kids or more, I think the whole life is just put into bullet points that way. How are you? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do wish I had some little stories like that to tell people, then. That I think I'd enjoy that sort of part of parenthood.
I am.
The put upon sort of, oh my God.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to all those things.
That story you told about Ava the other day, I don't know if you want to tell it on this, but
oh, Jesus Christ,
in the kitchen, that was so funny.
Christ. So we came out of a friend's house, and she'd taken a couple of toys in with her, and I picked them up on the way out to make sure, I'd thrown them in the bag to make sure they weren't left behind. So we get in the car, and Ava turned around, Dad, Daddy. I'm like, yes, sweetie. Where's my pussy? And immediately I looked up at Amanda, and Amanda's kind of looked at me with this quizzical look on her face. I said, I'm sorry, sweetie. Sorry, babe. What did you say? Daddy, where's my pussy? I'm like, what the f... I know she ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
So what is she talking about? So I'm racking my brains. I'm like, I don't understand. Say it slowly. What are you trying to say to me? What does it look like? And she's like, my pussy. Where is the pussy, the one I've got, and I'm like, all right, okay, like, geez, this is getting a bit uncomfortable now. I don't understand, and she's, and bearing in mind, she's shouting this in the middle of the street. Amanda's in complete fits of laughter, hiding behind the other side of the car because she's just trying to control herself, and I'm getting more and more uncomfortable by the second. So I eventually said, I think I said something like, look, you're gonna have to. I think I'm maybe regretting using this phrase, but you have to describe what you mean. I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about? And she put a hand over her eye and said, my pussy bear. And then I realised, of course, she's talking about her pudsy bear. So I drew a line under that quickly and said, yeah, I've got it in the bag, babe. Don't worry about it. Just get in the car. But, oh my God. So screaming about where's my pussy in the middle of the street when people are passing is not.
But a great story, though.
Yeah, it's funny in the end.
Yeah, all right, that's the kind of thing that I'm looking forward to. So, I think we have well and truly found out all the details that I can think of to do with when you find out, when you try. It'd be interesting to hear if anybody's got any questions, any of your listeners got any questions that you might want to put forward. We have a couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can follow us on Twitter at adadthinguk. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/adadthing. And we're at adadthing.com, where you can go on and you can have a look at some of our bios, as well as have a look and leave us some questions. Each week we're going to try and do some listeners' questions. Obviously, this is the first week. We do not have any listeners yet, just the three of us.
Oh, I think we could get our wives involved. We could have three possible listeners.
I think we'd at least have three. I'd be disappointed if we didn't have three listeners.
But then the questions would be like, why haven't you done the washing?
What time are you going to be home? Yeah. So please tell your friends.
Yeah. If you want to follow me, I am at W Pretzel on Twitter. Gaz, you got Twitter?
Yes, it's at Gaz Ben Rye. Gaz has got two Zs.
Of course it has. He's from Grimsby.
That was wonderfully clear. I don't have a Twitter page because I'm not a giant pond like
that. But do get in touch with us. Do share the podcast as much as you can. We do this so that people who ask that question, why didn't somebody tell me this before, don't have to say that
I'll probably still say it if and when I have kids.
Oh, mate, there's so much. And hopefully we'll cover as much as we possibly can through these podcasts. If there are any things that you want to be discussed for the podcasts, please do get in touch and suggest any specific episodes about. Our next episode, we're going to be looking at what happens if you can't have a baby the natural way. We've got a couple of guests lined up who are going to be talking about IVF and also adoption. So if that is something that interests you, do keep an eye out for our next podcast, as well as the following one. We will then start to look at what that magical time of early pregnancy.
Joyous.
Joyous, joyous time of sickness.
The Walking Dead story. Is that the Walking Dead story. Enjoy that story.
That was great.
The ham sandwich.
She just slept through her early pregnancy. It was great.
3 months like a bear. yes. Thanks very much for listening. And we hope to see you next time.
See you later.
See you again. Thank you.